Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey!
Hi!
Happy Wednesday!
Hey! It's Wednesday, January 6th. Good morning. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
How are we feeling today?
We're good.
6 days into 2021, I'm all right, man. We're all right.
Yeah. I don't believe, because we haven't discussed it, 6 days in, nobody made resolutions, right? So we're not having to worry about sticking to a resolution. Sarah's trying to do no drink January or whatever it's called.
Yeah, dry January.
Dry January. She started dry January on January the 4th, so
yes,
it's not technically dry January. It's like a 30-day dry,
yeah, that's
right?
True. But it's so crazy, because I'm doing a lot of my girlfriends are like, oh, no sugar. And like yesterday, I was having the biggest sugar cravings. Like, you know when you don't drink caffeine for a couple of days and you get like a caffeine headache?
Yeah.
I was having like major sugar headache last
night
from just not having sugar for 2 days. My body was like, you need to shove cereal in your mouth. You need it. You need it. Go shove it in your mouth.
Isn't it crazy how we work?
And I was like, no.
You resisted the urge.
I did. I went on a walk because it was a beautiful day yesterday.
Oh my gosh, it was so nice. It's gonna be a little cooler today though. We're gonna look at high only in the 60s as compared to 61. We might
Get
64.
I'll take
somewhere.
That.
Yeah.
By the way, I saw the story that you keep your resolutions, like the average is like 36 or 37 days in.
Yeah,
from making your New Year's resolution. So if you can go that long, I mean, good for you, right?
I don't even know what the point is. It's like. I mean, I saw someone, a friend of mine posted, hey, I'm doing no social media this month, and, I'm going to cut out sugar
that?
And carbs. They posted that, but just to let people know that they'd be gone,
And then they got off.
No
All
sugar,
right.
No carbs, no social media. I'm just going to hit reset. So if you see me, eating Mexican food, call me out. I'm like, well, how am I going to see you eating Mexican food if you're not on social media? People are stupid. I should do that. I really should do that. I should just, take a break and just get off of everything, sugar. And I really should. It's a good thing.
But you're not gonna.
Dude, here's the thing, though. With all these people doing this, it's like they should have done that in 2020 when we had like nothing going on. Like that's we should be the fittest ever right now.
We needed all the drinks.
Yeah, we
and all
needed
the sugar.
It. We needed it.
Sure,
yeah.
But did you need it from March? But did you need it from March to December?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
That's when we
I did.
Looking back, guys, we should be coming out of 2021 looking like freaking six packs and
how
models.
I survived.
Okay.
I have no
hey,
apologies.
I didn't. That's not a high roll, but I'm just saying that we should have done that. All right?
Yeah,
we should have.
Well, now is a perfect time to get a new home, but home prices are astronomical. I'll read the listing. You guess the price. It's Radio Zillow, and it's up next on Mix.
It's time for Radio Zillow.
And now, Radio Zillow, the game where Alex and Sarah attempt to guess the cost of homes in Central Texas.
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Let's play Radio Zillow. Home prices right now are absolutely insane. I was just having this conversation a couple of days ago with my friend Allie. She's trying to sell her home, and the price of the home that they're building is already skyrocketed. They're like, should we sell this home before we move in? But then you can't find another home. Anyway, I am going to read a listing from a home currently for sale in the Central Texas area, and you have to decide how much it goes for. We're going to start off by going big. Y'all are going home, all right? This is a bad boy. 4 bedrooms, 6 baths. Very rarely do you see a home with more baths than beds.
Seriously?
It's a 4,617-square-foot home.
Wow.
It's a French country estate featuring prominent European architecture and sophisticated yet comfortable design. Maybe it's European because there are 6 bathrooms.
Oh, I get it, because European.
You. Ideally located at 620 in Anderson Mill, this 4,617-square-foot home with 4 beds, 5.5 baths, with plans available to expand home and build out garage apartment. Has recent renovations, fresh interior, 4 newer AC units, and newer pool heater.
Oh.
Sarah, I know how you always like to know the amount of acreage. It's 1.22 acres of pristine, well-manicured grounds, just like your mom, illuminated by its outdoor gas lanterns. This home, designed as the builder's personal home, features soaring ceilings, an abundance of natural light, high-end finishes, and an outdoor retreat with pool, hot tub, gazebo, and enclosed pet area. It also has a 3-car garage. So, all right, this is in the Vandergrift High School area. Tell me, how much is this home listed for?
So you dropped a lot of knowledge on us. Did you drop a year when it was built?
No, but I'm happy to tell you that.
Oh, thanks.
Please.
This home was built in 1998.
Oh. And the key right there was the builder's model, right?
Well, this was the builder's personal home.
Oh, ha, 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 ha. No, I got this. We're good.
Why don't you go ahead and start since you got this one?
I'm going to say that this home is going to be about $659,000.
$659,000. Sarah, what do you got?
1.2.
1.2, nearly double.
Damn, girl.
Well, he said go big or go home.
That's right.
It's an acre.
Mm-hmm.
It has a pool.
It does. You should have gone a little bit bigger because this home is listed for 1.449.
Dang. Are you serious?
$1.5 million,
oh my gosh,
dollars,
dude.
Y'all.
All right. Wow.
Wow. Wow. Is right.
All right, let's move in. Yeah. It would only be a $500,000 house if we split it 3 ways.
And let's pop this balloon, come back down to reality, and head on over to Del Valle, y'all. This beautiful 4-bedroom, 3-bath nestled in the dynamic community of Stony Ridge is 1,992 square feet. The ground floor encompasses a welcoming living room that adjoins a sleek open kitchen with granite countertops and a vast dining room ideal for Sunday brunches and formal dinners. Upstairs, you will find the primary suite and ensuite bathroom, complete with a deep walk-in closet and a bonus room perfect for media room or additional living space. Other highlights of the property include a sizable fenced backyard and a 2-car garage with ample space for storage. This home is conveniently located by I-35, 130, and is an easy commute to downtown Austin. What do you say, guys?
How many bedrooms again?
Yeah.
4 bedrooms, 3 bath.
In year built?
2006. It is a condo.
Oh.
Well, oh.
400,000.
Alex Franco, on to you.
I'm going to go $229,000 because it is a condo.
It is a condo, and a pretty simple condo. I mean, the light in the kitchen is the one I have in my garage. I mean, I'm not knocking anything, but...
Damn!
Bro,
I'm not knocking anything? I mean, gosh, let's throw some shade. I mean, I don't know, but it is the light that I use in my garage.
This home in Del Valle, 4-bedroom, 3-bath, nearly 2,000 square feet, is listed for $266,900.
Wow.
Shall we do one more, guys?
Yeah.
Duh.
All right, here we go. Let's head up to Sarah's part of town. This Sarah is in Round Rock, Texas. It's a cute and charming little 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,723 square feet. It's a one-story home with tall ceilings and large secondary bedrooms.
Love
kitchen open to family room with breakfast area, center island, gas range, Great cabinet and counter space. Large master bedroom with two walk-in closets, double vanity, separate shower and tub, spacious formal living and dining room, nicely updated with designer touches, covered patio, large backyard with shed, community pool, playground, and park. It is close to major highways and employers in the sought-after Round Rock High School area. So talk to me, guys. How much is this home, sir?
Year built.
Oh, yeah. What year built?
1990.
I'm going to go $260,000.
$260,000. I'll give you a little bit more information, Sarah. This is kind of out by your neck of the woods. This is in Oak Creek.
Okay.
But you don't know where that is.
No, I don't know where that is.
Alex, what do you say?
Sarah, you said how much?
$260,000.
Yeah, I'm going to go $329,000.
Here it is, guys. The listing price of this three-bedroom, two-bath, 1,723 square foot home, built back in 1990. Y'all keep in mind that was 30 years ago.
$389,000. Whoa! Whoa!
Yeah. In the Rock, y'all.
I mean, people are selling, man.
Boy, are they
sky
ever.
High.
Amber and John are single, and they're looking for our help. The last hope.
We are the last hope. Yeah,
we're going to see if they're compatible. It's hook up or hang up.
Hook up or hang up, what you going to choose? Hook up or hang up, what you going to choose?
All right, Alex and Sarah, let's say hi to Amber.
Hey,
good morning, Amber. Hey, we have a guy that we have vetted. We think he's a pretty cool dude. Hopefully, he'll be a good match for you. John will come on with us in just a second. But first, let's make it about you. Tell us about yourself. What do you do for a living? What is you're looking for in a guy? We want to hear it all.
Well, I'm Amber, and I work at a daycare. And I am looking for a man that has, I guess, a little bit of like old school traditional values and is, you know, caring and giving and understanding. And I guess tall, dark, and handsome, you know, I guess very typical
cliche,
all the good stuff.
What
you know?
If he's not tall, dark, nor handsome? Is that a deal breaker or it's just a preference?
I think it's maybe like a preference, I guess.
I can answer for her. Mm-hmm. It's like going to the car wash.
Yeah.
And you know your car was dirty, but here you get it washed.
Here comes an Alex analogy.
And at the end, they're like, hey, do you want new car scent? And you're like, no, but you really did. Well, hold on. Actually, let me go back. It's like they put pina colada scent in your car when you wanted new car scent. Uh-huh. And then you're like mad, but then you're like, oh, well, the car's clean. Uh-huh. So I guess I can't be too mad, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
No?
I have no idea what you just I would be furious if someone put pina colada scent in my car.
All I know is I'm starting to record and write down every analogy
Thank
you ever
you.
Write.
Bro.
Just so we have them all. So
just telling you.
Would that be the pina colada?
That would be the pina colada analogy. Yeah.
So you basically take your car to the car wash.
No, we heard it the first time. We're good. We're
they
good.
They put pina colada car scent, but you want a new car scent. And then you're like, oh, man, you're mad, but you know your car looks really good and you're happy. So
okay.
You can't be too mad.
Okay. Got it.
Well, Amber, if you're ready, hope your car is clean because... Here comes Pina Colada. Let's say hi to John.
Hi, John.
Hey, guys.
Hey. John, Amber, we're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. Amber, we're going to have you ask John as many questions as you can. John, if you want to pop in and ask Amber a question of your own, feel free to do so. At the end of the 1 minute, though, you're only going to have a minute to get to know each other and decide whether you want to continue the conversation. If you do, then you'll say hook up. If not, if it's not feeling right, then you'll hang up the phone, okay? What's going to happen?
Okay.
Let's find out. 60 seconds starts right now.
Hey, so would you consider yourself to be family orientated?
Somewhat. I'm pretty close with my immediate family. I don't have a very large family, though.
Okay. Would you consider yourself like the selfish one in relationships or the not selfish one?
I'm the jealous one for sure.
Oh, the jealous one. Okay. What about selfish?
No, I'm not too selfish. I don't think so.
Okay.
Let me read between the lines here. Are you saying that you're a little needy maybe, John? That you're a little possessive?
I'm a little needy.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
It kind of sounds like it, which is weird because I feel like that is selfish. So I don't understand. You can't... It's kind of contradicting. But, yeah, what about... I guess, what is your ideal date?
All right. Last question.
Probably honestly just going out and eating dinner and maybe going to a movie afterwards.
Okay.
Well, is there enough there? If so, then we will send you guys off to dinner.
I don't know. I think the jealous thing might be a little bit of a red flag for me.
Well, hang tight here. I'm going to count down 3, 2, 1. If you're willing to overlook that and maybe give him a chance, then you're going to say hook up. But if you just don't feel like there was a match, then you'll hang up the phone. Okay, both of you.
Okay.
On my countdown, you ready? Amber, John? Amber, John. Amber and John?
Okay.
John, are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
Here we go. Amber and John, hook up or hang up in 3, 2, 1.
Hook up.
John, I think you dodged a bullet.
Sorry.
Dude.
You almost like cued the music before she even hooked
up. Oh, yeah. Oh. 3, 2, 1.
Oh,
man.
Shocker.
Yeah, this wasn't going to be.
John, I'm really surprised you said hook up.
Seriously.
Because, you know, I was reading the room here and it definitely did not feel like she was on board with some of your answers. Not saying that your answers were bad. You were honest, and that's appreciated. But she didn't connect with it. You feel me?
I was a little intimidated by the questions, but I mean, like, I kind of wanted to give it a chance, you know?
Yeah, well, good.
I don't think those were deal breakers, per se.
You'll take anything because of COVID, right?
Oh, my God.
Why? We're guys.
Hook up or hang up, what you gonna choose? Hey, hey. Hook up or hang up, what you gonna choose?
Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
I'm going to make a statement right now, and this is, according to all of my friends and posts that I've seen on social media, going to be an unpopular opinion, but I will go out on a limb and say that the third season of Cobra Kai was not very good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is important stuff that we talk about. Of course. Are you kidding me? We actually had an Outlook reminder in our phone. My wife put it in there.
Bro.
For January the 8th, that weekend we were going to spend watching Cobra Kai. And then they surprised us and said, you know what? We're going to go ahead and release it on January the 1st. So we watched a whole week early. Well, like so many other people.
I watched the very first episode of season one.
Wait, what? Cobra Kai.
Yeah,
you're just
night.
Now watching it?
Yeah, and I'm trying to decide if he's hot. I think he is.
Who, Ralph Macchio?
No, the other one.
Ralph Macchio.
Cobra Kai.
Yeah, he is.
He's aged very well.
He has. They all have.
I've never seen one episode.
Of Cobra Kai? It's only the most buzzed show on television.
Dude, do you know how hard it is to have, like, text message threads, like, with your boys that have watched, like, that's all they talk about, and that's all they reference, and when they, like, get, like, a t-shirt, they're like, everyone's like, yeah, and I'm like, yeah, I pretend I go along with it. Just Karate Kid just wasn't my thing.
No, it's so good. It doesn't matter. I never really watched Karate Kid growing up either, but you don't have to know. It helps because they do a lot of flashbacks, and they reference... Uh-huh. The OG Karate Kid, which is brilliant the way they incorporate things, but you don't necessarily have to. It just makes it better if you do. I was actually standing in line at HEB, and the woman behind me was wearing a Cobra Kai sweatshirt.
Really? I
mean, oh, my dude.
It's crazy. Anyway, I was kind of disappointed with season 3. Apparently, that's an unpopular opinion because everybody's like, this is the best season yet.
Oh, really?
But I thought this was great. Ralph Macchio was on The Tonight Show last night and said that during the auditions for The Karate Kid, okay, so Ralph Macchio obviously got the gig, but he was up against some huge stars. Take a listen.
Is it true other people were considered for the role, too?
No, yes.
I'm assuming, right?
It was all me. It was all me all the time. No, I was found early. I was cast very early, but it was like one of those test deals where you're not in yet.
Yeah.
And I remember walking by and seeing Charlie Sheen hanging outside Jerry Weintraub's bungalow. I was like, what's Charlie doing here? And I heard the...
Hey, bud, nice to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you. What are you doing here? You don't look like a tiny guy from Jersey.
I heard Nick Cage,
I think. I remember, and Robert Downey Jr. You know, Robert Downey Jr. Also did the workshop of the part I did in The Outsider. So I was doing pretty good with Downey Jr. at that point, and then it just, like Iron Man, it took...
Yeah, what happened to that, man?
That's great.
You would talk about people looking good for their age and how well they have aged. Ralph Macchio.
Yeah.
Take a guess. How old is he?
He's in his 50s.
Yeah.
I remember he was old in Dancing with the Stars.
59.
What?
Whoa! Oh, no,
dude. Believe it. He's almost 60 years old.
I don't believe you.
He looks incredible, right?
Yeah. I believe you.
Yeah.
Nah. I don't believe you.
It's true. 59 years old.
All right, guys. It's like we always talk about Kim and Kanye and if they're done or not. Now, everyone is finally saying that they are officially done. And when I say everybody, it's not just for their friends. It's like people like E, People, TMZ, everyone is saying that the marriage is over. Page Six has even said that Kim has hired a celebrity divorce lawyer to represent her, and the settlement talks are underway. And a source also told him that Kanye is totally over the whole Kardashian family and their reality show BS, while Kim has said that she's done with Kanye's craziness. Kim, by the way, posted a picture on social media of her like doing the I'm free while on vacation a couple weeks ago. And it's very similar to
nobody
like...
Nobody knows what that is. It's an assumed I'm free photo.
But people think it's a nod to like back in the day when Nicole Kidman celebrated her finalization of divorce from Tom Cruise.
Well, that is truly an I'm free.
Yeah.
I don't know why there's a settlement involved. You know, they're both loaded. Just be okay.
Dude.
Goodbye.
Exactly. And I'm thinking like maybe they're working out the stuff between their children because unfortunately children are involved. So I'm hoping that's it because you're absolutely right, bro. How much money does one need?
It's crazy.
So many places have closed in Austin because of COVID. But let's talk about two new places that are opening in Austin. Number one, the guy, Bob Woody, who owns a bunch of bars on 6th Street, Buford's, The Ranch, Shakespeare's Pub. He has now bought the former Botticelli space, which is on South Congress, and he has transformed it into a restaurant bar, but really it looks like a shop bar called White Tiger. And I say it looks like a shop bar because up on this behind the bar is a huge menu where it's like $4 shots, $5 shots, $6 shots, you know, things like the Girl Scout shot. I think a lot of people are freaking out because they're like, that's not my South Congress. But I mean, honestly, Booker even went to dinner there a couple times and he's like, where's a bar on South Congress?
Right.
I'm like, good luck. There's not. And there's so many bachelorette and bachelor parties cruising the street. Like, honestly, it's probably going to do really well. There's so many people now who live on South Congress and all those new residences. Now they can pop on down and get a shot.
You know, that's what he said. He's like, the people that are coming into my bars, that's where they live. So I'm just going to bring the bar to them.
Right.
It's smart.
And it is a bar. Let's not get it twisted. He's just calling it a restaurant right now so he can be open.
Yes. Exactly.
Also, coming to South Austin is the Austin Pickle Ranch. Maybe you're into pickleball. It's like the hot thing right now.
So let me just tell you real quick. My best friend was this close to opening a pickleball court venue restaurant. There is a chain called...
Isn't it Pickle and Chicken or Chicken and
Chicken
Pickle?
Chicken and Pickle, yes. And there's one in San Antonio, and he was going to open up a Chicken and Pickle and had the spot scouted out, like all the stuff was done and it fell through. But he was telling me about pickleball, like what the hell's pickleball? But apparently it's a huge deal.
And this is a 13-acre property off Bluff Springs Road, just north of Slaughter, and it's going to have 32 pickleball courts.
Jeez.
Also a bunch of other stuff, like stuff to do yoga and volleyball and all that. But mostly it's pickleball. It's going to be the largest pickleball facility in Texas.
Isn't that crazy?
Crazy.
I saw the plans for it, and there's a whole nother area that is for future renovations.
Yeah.
Totally.
So
That's
this is
awesome.
Going to be like an entertainment complex.
Yeah.
Pickleball in Austin, really here. For all those stories, more text trending to 51993. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7. It's streaming in the radio.com app. Good morning, and thank you so much for listening.
His current record is 1,547 wins with just 125 losses. This morning, Sarah and I are rooting for Adam. Adam lives in Temple, makes the commute to Bastrop, where he's in the National Guard. Let's welcome him to Austin's favorite game.
Dance, Beast, Booker!
Hey, Adam!
Hey. What's up, buddy?
What's happening, man?
Howdy,
hey. Hey. All right, I'm about to leave the room while Sarah and Alex root you on. She's got five questions, Sarah does, that she's going to ask you. And you will answer whenever you're finished. I'll come back, answer the same five. Obviously, you're trying to get more right than me, so good luck.
All right, thank you.
All right, yeah, of course.
All right, Adam. Mr. Brad Booker is out. Vidor.
All right. Question number one. Olivia Wilde is dating Harry Styles after breaking up with her SNL alum fiance. Who is her baby daddy?
Jason Momoa, something like that.
Okay. There's a bunch of celebrities, A-listers. Well, no, not really. Just a list of celebrities who were canceled this past year. That includes Ellen DeGeneres, J.K. Rowling, and Alec Baldwin's wife. What is her name?
I don't know.
Okay. Kate McKinnon from Saturday Night Live is 37 years old today. She has played a few former presidential candidates on SNL. Can you name one?
I'm trying to think. I can't remember.
Okay. James Marsden now lives here in Austin. He is an actor who has been in movies like X-Men and Hairspray and the rom-com with Katherine Heigl, where she has so many bridesmaids' dresses. How many dresses does she have? It's the title of the movie.
27.
Okay. And finally, last night was the series premiere of History of Swear Words on Netflix. Who is the host? It's an actor who was in Con Air and Face Off and City of Angels.
Oh, man.
Raising Arizona.
Man, I'm not sure.
Okay, we'll bring him back in.
Booker!
Hello!
Hey.
Hi. Well, Hi. He got one right, but the one he got right, he knew because he, like, said it fast.
Oh, yeah, totally.
He was like, it was I got awesome. It.
All right, okay. I'm ready. Let's go.
So this is what happens when you have a wife. You like, watch all these crazy movies.
Yes, true. Olivia Wilde is dating Harry Styles after her breakup with her SNL alum fiancé.
Jason Sudeikis.
Yes. A list of celebrities who were canceled this past year include Ellen DeGeneres, J.K. Rowling, and Alec Baldwin's wife. What's her name?
Now, let's be clear. Ellen DeGeneres was not canceled her show. We're talking about the whole cancel culture.
Cancel culture. Yes, like, we don't like them now.
Right.
We loved them, and now we hate them.
So, Alec Baldwin's wife, Hilaria. That is Hilaria Baldwin.
No, it's Alaria.
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 Alaria, because she's very Spanish.
Yes.
Alaria.
Alaria. She was Hillary, but then she was like Alari or something. Ilari in Spain. So she changed it to Alaria.
I really like Alec Baldwin, but man, his family is just nuts.
Well, look, she looks amazing and she's like had five kids, so more power to her. Kate McKinnon is 37 years old today. On Saturday Night Live, she's played a few former presidential candidates. Can you name one?
Kate McKinnon played Hillary Clinton.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah.
So I would have given you either.
Oh, thank you. Oh,
James
you're so kind.
Marsden now lives here in Austin. I would say he's a pretty big actor, and he was in movies like X-Men and Hairspray and a rom-com with Katherine Heigl all about her bridesmaids' dresses. How many were there?
A lot.
It's the name of the movie.
Oh.
He knew it.
Wait, a lot is right. 28 dresses. I got 28 dresses, but
yeah, you're not going to get it. It's 27.
27. I knew
so
it was 20
close.
Something. Wow,
so
you got
close.
That one? You knew that one?
I did. I've actually seen the movie a couple times.
It's really good. Finally, the series premiere of History of Swear Words happened last night. Who's the host? He was in movies like Con Air, City of Angels, Face Off.
Nicolas Cage.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Oh, man. 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5. How about that?
Ain't
how that great. That? What?
It's a history of swear words, sir.
Oh.
I was like, huh?
All right. Well, thank you so much for playing.
This is Adam from Temple, and I can't be Booker.
All right.
Good try.
Good
try,
there you go.
Thanks
you so much,
service.
Man. Coming up next, he missed out on his chance at the bakery to ask out the girl that he thought was absolutely adorable. So we're going to see if we can't help. It's Miss Connections with Mike and Chelsea, and it's on the way next on Mix 94.7 and streaming in the radio.com app.
Someone caught your eye? Booker, Alex, and Sarah will track them down. It's time for Miss Connections on Mix 94.7.
We're here to try to help him find his honey bun.
Dude.
It's Miss Connections, y'all. Oh, say hi to Mike. Mike, what's up,
man? Oh, my God. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up?
So tell us about this little muffin of yours that
you found
at the bakery.
Well, it all started innocently enough. It was my mom's birthday on New Year's Eve, and it was my job to get the cake. My sister got the gift, so I went to the bakery, masked up, you know, and the girl at the bakery was adorable. I was awkward. The place was busy. I was, you know, so I had to be pretty quick getting in and out. But I was just wondering if you guys were able to find out if she is single.
Yeah, it's always a weird thing, especially if there are a lot of people there. You can't, like, really flirt with them, you know? Yeah,
there's, like, a line of people, and you're like, hold on. Exactly. But maybe people would, like, cheer you on.
You know when women wear makeup, sometimes it is, like, for you, Sarah, you are who you are, because you very rarely wear makeup, and if you do, it's just very light.
Yeah.
So you don't wake up the next morning going, oh, my God, who is that? You know, yeah, I mean, yeah, like, yeah, it's yeah, still
yeah.
Sarah.
Yeah.
But for a lot of people, it's like, oh, my gosh, she looks completely different.
Mm-hmm.
Same with a mask. I feel wearing a mask, everybody looks good.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, 100%. Cause let's break it down. More than half of their face are covered.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's dangerous, y'all.
I was in Vegas with a friend, and she saw this dude that she thought was hot, security guard. So she slipped him her number, and he started blowing her up. And she's like, hey, send me a pic without your mask on. And he did. And she stopped responding to him because she thought he looked jankety. You have to get the no mask pic these days.
You really do.
All right. Well, anyway, it was easy enough to get Chelsea on the phone. So we called up the bakery and we asked her if she would come on. She doesn't know what's happening except that somebody wants to talk to her. So if you're ready, we'll connect her. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Chelsea.
Yeah, hi.
Hi. So thank you for agreeing to come on with us for Miss Connections. And we have Mike on the phone. Mike reached out to us because when he came in to get a cake, he noticed you and thought you were absolutely adorable. It's what he just told us. But, you know, it's weird kind of you can't really, like, have a conversation with someone, especially at a bakery when they're trying to serve other people. And so we wanted to invite you on the show to see if, A, you're single. I don't know what your dating situation is and whether or not maybe you might be interested in going out with Mike. First of all, are you dating anybody?
No one super seriously.
Okay. Oh. Well, that's good. I mean, that's an answer any guy will accept.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You know, most women won't accept that answer, but guys are like, oh, da-ding.
You've got to be better than the other guys.
So,
oh my God.
How do we explain who you are, Mike? Can you describe, like, maybe what cake you got or something? Will that help jog your memory, Chelsea?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I don't remember that name.
Yeah, well, it's a very common name. Mike, what did you order?
I think you'll remember. It was on New Year's Eve, the day of New Year's Eve. I came in and I picked up the boobs cake.
With
the tops on it.
What?
It was a boob cake.
Uh-huh. And what did it say on it?
It said, you're the tops.
Dude.
And who is that for?
It was for my mom. I told you. It was her birthday.
Oh, wait. Okay, hold on. Let's get to that in just a second. But
yeah.
Chelsea, do you remember that?
Wow.
I do. I mean, how could you forget that cake?
That's what I was going to say. How common is a boob cake?
Were you the one that actually did the boobs?
I did the writing on it, actually, but my colleague did that.
So someone else brought the boobs to life?
You're the top.
They did a nice job.
Okay, so Mike, one might infer that a boob cake for your mom is super creepy. Can you please explain and clear this up?
Yeah, I get it. My mom's in her 50s. She just went through her second divorce and kind of had her... I don't want to call it a midlife crisis, but, you know, kind of. Anyway, she got a boob job, and for the first time in a long time, she's feeling sexy, and we wanted to celebrate her. It's been a crazy year, and we kind of embraced it, and we got her a boob cake.
I love it.
Wow.
Dude.
That's awesome.
You know what? That's a cake you would order for your mom, Booker. That is 100% something
I don't think your mom would find it funny.
Well, I don't know that she would, and the only people who see my mom's boobs are her and our good Lord Jesus Christ.
I just am imagining cutting the boobs. Like, that must be weird.
Who gets what? Like, when you divvy out the slices.
Like, do you slice it, like, across or so up weird. And down?
I mean, you can't give the nip to a child, you know?
No,
I mean,
that's just weird.
The adult.
Do you use a scalpel to go with the theme of the boob job to cut it?
The kids get the corners.
Such a weird thing, dude. Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
But it is funny. It is really funny.
Okay, so Chelsea.
I think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
But I mean, I just assumed that it was for, you know, like a girlfriend. Or
yeah. Sure.
Or
seriously. Never a mom.
Wow.
Or your mom.
Wait, tell me again what was written on there.
You're the top.
You're the top. Yes, I remember that.
That's great. Great.
Oh, man, that's so good. So, Chelsea, I know you don't remember him, so maybe we can, like, exchange numbers or something. If you're willing to go out on a date, we would be more than happy to pay for it.
I mean, he does have a really fun family and obviously an interesting sense of humor.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Do you remember what he looks like now?
That's the problem. I don't. I still don't remember. But I do appreciate the joke. And to me, you know, funny really does go a long way. So, I guess I would. I'd go on a date with him. I don't know.
Yes. Yes. Awesome. Yeah. You're the tops.
You're the tops.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.